This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. If you've had to fill up your tank in the last month, you may have noticed the bill went up a bit. Gas prices in the state rose again last week on an average of 3.6 cents a gallon to $2.90. Gas is 5.6 cents higher per gallon than last year. Campbell County prices are the second lowest in the state at $2.78 a gallon. The first of 10 scheduled drone technology classes was held this past weekend at Pronghorn Center. The class, put on by the University of Wyoming, explored the basics of flying a drone and addressed the many fields in which drones can be utilized to great advantage. The City of Buffalo is looking for summer help at the Parks Department. Applicants must be 18 years or older and have a valid driver's license. Applications can be turned in at City Hall, 46 North Main Street in Buffalo. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. From sunny skies and moderate temperatures to several inches of snow overnight, typical April weather in Wyoming. However, not enough to break any weather records. The National Weather Service says March and April can be the snowiest months in our area. Local trees and shrubs may be in bud, but not to worry. The sudden cold weather shouldn't cause any permanent damage or stop the budding process. Gardeners may see some frost burn on buds, but nothing out of the ordinary for this time of year. A research project that promises to help solve the world's carbon dioxide emissions problem, based near Gillette at the Integrated Test Center, has won top honors in the NRG COSIA Carbon X Prize competition. The News Record reports UCLA's Carbon Built team demonstrated unique technology that pushes waste CO2 into concrete, making a more efficient material for use in construction. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.